There's a lot of protocol involved with meeting the Queen. But one thing that really stuck with me was they said that the Queen really disliked walking into a room and having everybody stop talking. Prince Philip came in first, and in comes the Queen, Queen Elizabeth. Like, there she is, right there, 15 feet from you. And as predicted, everybody stopped talking. So I turned to the gentleman beside me and said, no, keep talking. Tell the guy next to you, I don't care what you say. Tell him what you had for breakfast. And then I turned to the other guy and said, no, keep talking, come on, let's keep talking. Let's stay calm, let's keep talking. And she was brought around to our group and introduced to everyone. And she asked me personally, why did you choose to come here? And it was remarkable. You are standing there next to the sovereign. She made me feel very, very comfortable, looked at me directly, and you got the sense of genuine curiosity. And I was just, I think, just trying to stay in the moment and mindful of all the protocol, because the gentleman who had done all the protocol, every time he said something, would look over at me. And I was like, what? I promise I won't do anything stupid in front of the Queen. I genuinely felt like she was interested in what people had to say. She was only 81 back then, but still doing hundreds of engagements. And I got into a taxi, and the taxi driver commented, well, you look very lovely, you have a very pretty dress. And I said, well, I just met the Queen. And he said, you know, people live to be 100 and never get to meet the Queen. And that's when I think it really hit me, what a monumentous moment it was. You don't have to be a monarch, you don't have to be British, clearly, to respect a sense of duty and commitment to a nation. She spent her entire life serving the nation.